There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, you missed a really cool meetup last night. There were seven instructors, pretty well packed last night. I was kind of surprised. I thought it'd be a light attendance last night at the meetup. I don't know why I thought that, but Joe Acapente was there, and Silent Night, Deborah Brewster, John Gore, John Dollarheight, Mike Hicks. I was there. You know, poor Deborah Brewster. She had this device and had a laser pointer as a feature of this device, and she was pointing around. And then she learned very, very quickly, I was standing right next to her, about lasers, and you just don't point them. So poor Deborah Brewster learned an embarrassing lesson last night about laser pointers and how you can be blinded by a laser. And that's the reason I'm mentioning this is, because I think that if you have a young person in school, one of your children in school, and someone brings a laser pointer, I believe you should go to the principal and say, look, we don't want laser pointers in school because they're dangerous. They're, people can use them carelessly and blind other students. So I think that they are so dangerous that that's one thing that I would not want to allow in school. So if I were a member of a school board, I would make it a violation of policy to have a laser pointer in school. Not because, the only reason is that people are careless with them. John, what do you think about that?
And we just recently had a news item a day or two ago here where a green laser was pointed at an airplane. You know, and that's very dangerous. You know, and he's got pilots trying to land a plane.
Yeah, and I mentioned, as a matter of fact, I mentioned that last night. I said, Deborah, if you went outside and you aimed that up an airplane, and said, no, that's that one over there, the agencies would be here in 15 minutes. And so she was kind of surprised at that. But yes, it's something that lasers are really, really dangerous, especially when they're pointed at a person's eyes. So I recommend that if you are involved with the school system, that you make absolutely certain that no lasers are in the hands of children. And even if they're not in the hands of children, if they're used by instructors, you know, it's so easy to just cross somebody's eyes with that laser pointer and blind them, and there's no fix. You know, when it's done, it's done. It's permanent. So that's my little few seconds on laser pointers and how dangerous they are. So, for other purposes, fine. But, you know, not for frivolous purposes, like pointing to a screen and saying, oh, it's that spot right there. You can point with a stick, with a pointer on the end of the stick. That would be fine. John Reagan, you've got a lot for us to learn today. What's on the list?
Fasten your seatbelt. Starting out, I've got a section, The Communist Revolution in America. This is in the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com. And I'm going to apologize up front. I know there's some of our class that doesn't have internet. And unfortunately, what I've got today, if you don't have internet, you're going to miss out on a lot of things because there's just so much volume and not enough time. And the second disclaimer I'm going to do, I'm going to be using communism as just the generic word. We're really talking about statism and its various flavors, which includes communism, socialism, fascism, Marxism. There's a bunch of isms there. And I know there's, you know, little differences about how they're implemented, but for, you know, the sake of time, I'm just going to be using communism. And what's going on in America and the way that the debate has already been framed is, you know, trying to force us down a path that we don't want to go. You know, probably the big start of this is Ferguson. It went on to Baltimore, and now we're seeing more. I've got the first three links, Baltimore. Of course, we know what happened there. Seattle, the anti-American protest there. Dallas, we had a fairly peaceful protest as far as I understood here. But what was interesting is the woman was on TV pushing these protests associated with Mothers Against Police Brutality. And that sounds like a really great organization, according to the name. And that's how these anti-American, you know, organizations work, is they create great names. They may even define the problem well. But their solution is something that you don't want. And I found it interesting. I didn't include this woman's information. Her name's Sarah, if you want to, you know, look at Dallas News and you know, go down the rabbit hole. But they took the Baltimore protest here and also combined it with the immigration reform people. They started the protest at two places and met in the middle. And so they're working in conjunction for the takedown of America. Now, Sarah, when she's in front of the media, she talks about how bad it was when she was 9 years old, that she had to watch the police shoot and kill her father. Well, that got me interested. Okay, what was the situation? And unfortunately, you know, Google didn't offer much solution to that question. It was like it had been scrubbed already. I was able to find her father's name from that searching, but I had to go over to Bing, and I was then able to find out the situation. And I don't think she would get as much sympathy when you find out that her father was an abusive man, and he was high on PCP and had a knife in his hand when the police shot him. So when you get the rest of the story, it looks a little bit different. And what we're seeing in these places are professional protesters. There's social media sites that are backing this up. And another name that comes in with the anti-American group is George Soros. And there's connections to different groups. Then I've got a section called Science. What I did here is I went through, and those pre-printed signs that you're seeing in Baltimore, they have websites at the bottom of them. I've listed six of those, or five of those websites. Another sign was actually a flag. The blatant refers to a hammer and sickle flag that was being paraded through Baltimore. Other websites they have, the Answer Coalition, United Workers, People's Progress Party, RevCom, which is Revolutionary Communism, and People's Power Assemblies. And you can peruse their websites, and it's the same old, you know, communist, socialist, you know, propaganda. You know, they promise everything, and unfortunately, they're very successful in connecting with the stupid voters of America. And in the Workers' Paradise section, I've got an article from The Guardian, McDonald's workers push for job elimination. And the headline actually talks about pushing for, you know, the $15 minimum wage, which, you know, pushed more and more people into permanent unemployment. I've got a link for some of the replacements. They've already increased the minimum wage in San Francisco. And now you have these kiosks in McDonald's that looks kind of like a large smartphone screen where you punch in your order, make your payment, get your cup, and just think how many employees they don't need now because of, and it ain't worthwhile from a return on investment standpoint by that high minimum wage. And just to round it off, showing how successful education has been in America, we've got the latest Nations Report card showing how eighth graders don't know a whole lot about history. Vincent.
John, where do I start? Okay. Back in the 1980s, I just have an exclamation point for you. We talk about McDonald's workers push for job elimination. They want a $15 minimum per hour minimum wage. And I understand. I absolutely understand the need to support your family. I really do. Back in the 1980s, I worked for a bank, and we had a lot of young people. And the young people were not paid very much. So they were paid probably a little more than a worker at McDonald's might be paid. And these were the people who had the headsets on. They had a computer terminal in front of them, an IBM big green screen. And they would talk to our customers. So a customer would call. The call would be routed to that agent for the bank. And the customer would say, geez, I need to know my balance. And the agent would say, okay, what's your account number? What's your personal identification number? Okay, and the agent would key in the account number of the PIN and be able to read the screen back to the customer. Well, those agents decided that Fridays, it sure would be nice to have Fridays off, but they weren't getting paid very much anyway, so they figured, you know, what the heck, I'd like a three-day weekend. And they would take Fridays off. So management came down on them and said, hey, you can't take Fridays off. We need you. That's one of our highest call volume days. So they started taking Mondays off. And so Mondays and Fridays were the days of choice. That way they would have a three-day weekend. Well, Mondays were our second highest call volume day. And so what we did was the bank asked me to build a system that would handle the absence of these agents. So we built a system that was press 1 for, you know, account information, press 2 for more account information, and so forth. The bottom line is we built one of the very first robotic computer systems in the country to replace workers. Why did we do that? Because the workers decided they weren't going to show up. So they forced it. They forced their own job elimination. They did, because they didn't show up. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. The point is that if the company could afford them, it would. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John, you were talking about people who are employed and who desire to eliminate their jobs by making demands that the company just can't meet. So, for example, doubling or almost doubling their wages for McDonald's. Now, I really do understand that people need to earn a living. I really do. But McDonald's, I think, is going to have a really tough time doubling the wages. And right now, McDonald's has made a lot of mistakes, and people are not returning to McDonald's for products that they sell. So just as those who worked for the bank decided they weren't going to show up when they were needed, they eliminated their own jobs. They really did. Now, when I built the system, you know, with the team, there was a team of us. When we built the system, we didn't say, "Hey, what a great idea! Let's can a whole bunch of people." That wasn't what happened. What happened was there was a need that the employees created because they didn't show up. And then you have employees who are angry with customers. And what happens is they take call after call after call, and, you know, some of the customers are angry. They're angry because their credit card doesn't work. They're angry because they're over limit. They're angry because they were slammed by a really high fee for going over limit or being late on their payment. And they take it out on these these agents. So what happens is the agents, you know, tend to respond in kind. And now we've got a war going. So how do we fix it? Well, we just replace him with a robot who doesn't lose his temper. That's what happens.
I've got a few articles on that.
Now you've got robots. Yeah. Well, and now you've got robots all over. I mean, the point is, I was there. I saw this firsthand. I was part of the repair of the damage caused by the employees. So I literally see both sides of this. And if you, you know, if you are an employee, your job really is to do the honorable and right thing. I'm not saying that if your boss says do something that's illegal or immoral that you do it, because I would say absolutely not. But, you know, your job is to represent the company in the best light possible, you know, if it's an honorable company. And your job is to give it your all, if it's an honorable company. And if it's not, I suggest you find employment elsewhere or start your own enterprise. Back to you, John.
I think the big problem in America is the lack of entrepreneurship that we have, and part of that's, again, because of the way corporations and government have structured things. Before we leave the top section, I do want to point out that Baltimore link. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see a couple of photos where guys using traffic cone to bust out windows, and the one below the police car was busting out the back window of a private car. You want to make a distinction between the protesters and the rioters. When you look at the picture of the protesters, typically you'll see anger. You look at these rioters, though, look at the people in the background watching this guy destroy this vehicle, and you're going to see smiles on their faces. That really irks me. Now we're running out of time. Let me run down the employment section real quick. We've got Disney firing American workers, used the H-1B visa, which cuts the cost. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why people like me with graduate degrees in information systems and finance can't get work in America. We've got self-learning systems that will be replacing humans in the manufacturing area. So it's not just training your human replacements. You're now training your robotic replacements. Procter & Gamble, in this wonderful economy we have, is laying off 6,000 worldwide. And we have a big disconnect. And I've got a couple of links on that. The first one is, you know, a peek inside Facebook headquarters where, you know, people are typically making six-figure incomes, and interns get $7,000 a month. It's insane. You look at the work environment there, and likewise in the last link in employment, it has other offices that are similar. It's insane. It's the reason why these people, you know, don't understand what's happened, because they're getting this big pay. They're not living in a realistic work environment. And they wonder, you know, why are people complaining?
Yeah. Yeah, we do need more entrepreneurship, and that's something that we're encouraging here at USAPrepares.com. Start your own business. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We are at the news tab right now. John Reagan, what's next?
You ready for some spy tech?
Ah, I love spy tech. You know, because the reason I love it is this is where we teach how to avoid it. And, you know, I was thinking, John, about the all these new cars, and why would anybody want the technology that's spying on them every minute in a new car, right?
Well, nowadays you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
And I think the cash for clunkers was part of this whole process, too. So it got rid of a large number of decent used cars so that as your car gets too old to maintain, you have no choice but to jump into one of these cars that have these enhanced black boxes in them.
Right. And, you know, there are ways that you can disconnect the antenna that allows or that connects your car to the satellite communications network so they can find you. And there are ways, and you can do some research on the Internet to figure out how you can shut down the satellite tracking system for your car. Okay, let's go into it. So, spy technology.
Okay. let me just go through the list, and then we can pick out where you want to go. We have police departments using spy rocks to spy on citizens. That's things that look like rocks that have cameras embedded. I've got an article out of St. Louis. Washington University has computers that can now map a human genome in days, which then has a lot of frightening applications. We've got an article out of the Daily Mail where part of Obama's brain initiative, they are now able to remote control a mouse. And thought it was interesting. The technique used to control neurons is called DREDS, designer receptors exclusively activated by designer drugs. IBM is getting into the quantum computing world. We've got robot swarms that can move a car, and they're saying how this would be useful for police that might need to, search a car for bombs and things like that. I'm thinking, this could be really handy for repo people, or just imagine if, professional car thieves get a hold of this. They can, pretty quietly move a car, probably load it into the back of a truck that's got shielding in it so that all these anti-theft devices that are communicating with either the cell or satellite networks get blocked, and they can take it and have their way with it. We've got a report from the Army testing its smart bullets. We have Northrop Grumman making gyro compass systems, and why this is important is that the military is working very hard to get systems that can operate without GPS. And that should get you as a prepper thinking, too, because if the military is thinking that the GPS systems aren't going to be available for their systems, what are you going to do when the GPS system's down and you're stuck there with a device that doesn't tell you anything? And the last one, which we could probably take at least an hour on, these new sex bots, and I'm calling the link virtual participatory porn. It's disgusting, and you think people have problems now with relationships. Just imagine when you have devices like this available, Vincent.
Yeah, John, I'm looking at the top of the list, SpyTech, SpyRox. Okay, so if we start with that, these guys are so defective that they are willing to design, implement, maintain, use devices like cameras and rocks. Why is it that society would allow these people to spy on all of us at this level? I mean, why are we allowing people to spy on us at all? I was talking with Mrs. Finelli last night, going into the meetup, and I said, you know what? I really don't like this. I really don't like I really don't like leaving the farm. I don't like leaving the farm because the risk, the threats that we put up with, the license plate scanners, the radar, these people who are looking, they are hiding, waiting, hidden from us for somebody to possibly do something wrong. Why are we allowing this? Why aren't we having people teaching us how to be productive? Why are we wasting these resources on people who are spying on our every move rather than teaching us how to become more productive, teaching us how to be more efficient, teaching us better ways of using energy, being more creative? Why aren't we doing that? You know, you talked about students in history. We're not learning very much. The government has taken over our education process and destroyed it. Our government has taken over the school lunches and have destroyed them. And yet, the news says what a great job the government's doing. It's horrible. So the one thing that really irks me, probably more than anything else, is these defectives who are spying on us. Let's say we wanted to check out one of these Congress critters. So we put a rock with a camera right outside one of these Congress critters' houses. What do you think would happen, John? Do you think it would make the national news how their privacy was invaded, how it's a threat to them that we're watching what they're doing? Obviously. There's a double standard here. They can do it. They can use our money to build technologies to spy on our every move. They can watch your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter in swimming pools, right? They can zoom in and photograph that and store it forever. And that's okay, according to their rules. It's not okay. It's immoral. These people are sick. And spy rocks, you know, these things that look like rocks that are actually cameras with transmitters, it's immoral beyond belief. I'm outraged. And I'll tell you what, if I see one, I'm going to smash it. And I've decided to make the announcement. If you see, it's hit one of my buttons, or many of my buttons all at once. If you see a cop with a radar gun on the side of the road, my plan is to flash and flash and flash and warn everybody coming his way. Everybody. Flash and flash and flash and warn with my headlights. High beams, high beams, high beams. To let people know that there's somebody on the side of the road that you might hit him by accident. So let people know, oncoming traffic, that there's someone there and your safety is at risk because you don't know that person's there on the side of the road, sniping. So to avoid hitting him, I'm going to let everybody coming their way know that there's somebody there, flashing my lights for safety. We're going to use the same terms that they use. For your safety, we're going to warn you that there's somebody sniping. If you see something, say something. Isn't that what Janet Napolitano said? If you see something, say something. So if I see these rocks, I'm going to feel that, heck, they're a threat, and I'm going to break them. That's what I'm going to do. Your thoughts?
Keep in mind that this is kind of old technology. We recently talked about the spy dust and all these small, low-power chips that are even more difficult to detect. And that's on top of things like the spy TVs and the game consoles, which many people have sitting in their bedroom, so that, you're giving a free show to these people.
Well, okay,
what urges me is that, you try to warn people about this, and they come back and say, I don't do anything wrong. I have nothing to hide. Unbelievable.
That's absolutely crazy because our privacy is at risk. Now, last night at the meetup, I said, use cash. Use cash because if you don't use cash, you won't need to use cash and there'll be no more cash. Well, the other team might say, Finelli, what have you got to hide? And I might say, why are you so nosy? It's none of your business what I'm doing. Okay, if I want to buy 2,000 pounds of salt from my farm, it's none of your business. And if I want to pay cash for it, it's none of your business. And if I want to have cash in my wallet, it's none of your business. And we need to start saying things like that. We need to go up to these cops and say, what are you doing? What are you doing? Is that radar? How does that work? What are you doing with that radar? Aren't you supposed to be protecting and serving? Is that how you protect and serve and blast people with microwaves? With your radar guns? Is that what you're doing? Who's your boss? Can you get your boss here? I'd like to talk to your boss. Because I believe I'm paying your salary. And I want to know why you're wasting my money. It makes me crazy, John. And there's so many stupid people, as you said. You know, it's okay. I'm not doing anything wrong. That's exactly why it's not okay, because we're not doing anything wrong. Imagine, John, imagine going to, you know, they used to have cocktail parties back in the 1960s, 1970s. You know, neighbors would get together and, you know, on Friday night, and they'd go over to someone's house and have some wine and, you know, maybe some mixed drinks, and they'd all laugh and have a good time. Okay, so imagine somebody saying, is this a good place for me to put the camera? I'll just put it over here in the corner, and I'll put the microphone right in the middle of the room. Don't trip over the cord. I'm going to record. Actually, I'm recording this, and I'm going to make a permanent record of it, and we'll store it somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where. Who would put up with that? Nobody I know. But that's what's going on with your cell phones. That's what's going on with these spy rocks. This is nuts. John Reagan, I'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Longevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us, the Financial State of the Union.com. John, I have a dear friend in Michigan, and he and I talk on the phone, and one of the things that we talk about is responsibility. We talk about preparedness, and you know, he's absolutely right. He talks about, you know what, if you really need to be responsible for your actions, and what he does is great. He's a leader. He is actually holding people accountable for their actions. Let me give you an example. He had a trailer, and he decided to get some new axles put on it. And so he had a dealer in these axles, order the correct axles. The guy ordered the wrong axles. Then he decided to cut the brackets on the axles. And they're designed to be installed with these brackets. They're engineered to be safe with the designed from the factory. Well, the guy that installs them decides to cut off the brackets, modify them, and then weld to the axle tubes. And in the axle tube, there are these torsion bars supported with rubber cushions, if you will. Well, by welding, they're destroyed on the inside, but you can't see it from the outside. So here we have a guy who's damaged a customer's product, and says, well, it's going to be okay because, you know, I'm going to guarantee it for a year. What I'm saying is, just because someone guarantees something for a year, something that you would expect to last decades, doesn't cut it. So what we all need to do is what Joey does, and that's hold accountable those who make the mistakes and harm us. And in that same line of thinking, John, you know, those people who are spying on us, we got to stop them. We have to confront them. We have to say, this is not acceptable. And you're going to stop it. And we're going to come after you if you don't. And we're going to expose you. And we're going to name your names and give out your phone numbers. And if you're in office, we're going to get you thrown out. John?
Yeah, there's. We definitely need to start taking some stands. Let me real quick, there's some items that we didn't get to yesterday in the bigger picture. End of radio, undocumented aliens, preparing for war, and farm raid. Just want to go there. Norway is planning to shut off FM radio. What's changed is people don't want to listen to things on a certain schedule. They want to listen and watch the programs they want to watch on their own time. And I think that's where Genesis and USA Prepares is on the cutting edge. We've got, it's not hard to find people on the internet claiming that aliens are out there interacting with humans. What is unusual is when you get somebody that has a high level government position that does that. And this is such an article where a former defense chief of Canada says so. We've got an ROTC unit in Arizona that, in uniform, wearing high heels, marching for support of women. There's so many things wrong with that. And the last one, police raid a small family farm, and they charge the family, seize the animals, because they were free range. But while at the same time, the real crime is the commercial operations that just pack the animals in and yeah, I'm punching my own button there. Vincent?
Yeah, you're talking about this farm raid that's in Schenectady, New York. So there are free-range animals, and then the authorities come in and seize the animals, right?
Right.
As if... And that's what they did to Mike Parsons. They came to his farm and they said, you know, you're not taking care of your animals, and we're coming in. And they breached his farm. They arrested him. He's in prison right now. And you know what? They didn't find anything. But they came with a SWAT team to Mike Parsons' farm. You know, we've got to stop this. And we have to not allow it. And what really, really irks me the most, probably, is those who say, well, thank goodness they're not at my farm. Thank goodness they're over there. Because, boy, it'd be terrible if they ruined our day. And those people are not standing together. You know, and even though we were packed last night at Jimmy's Egg, I still said there should have been a line down the street to come to Jimmy's Egg for the meetup. The information that we provide is not available anywhere else in Springfield, Missouri. And yet there's no line. I don't get it. I don't get it. We're in a lot of trouble. Captain John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.